Blog Talk Radio.
An All-Access Football Exclusive.
Welcome to the All-Access Football Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. Today we're joined with Jacksonville Jaguars' Terrence Wheely, the defensive back out of Colorado. Terrence, welcome to the show. Prior to going on, we said you're traveling back home in Dallas. What's the weather like there while you're traveling?
I would say about 100 degrees, or I think that's as hot as my thermometer reads in my car. So about 100 degrees, and I don't know, there's a lot of burnt grass on the side of the road.
You said you were coming from your brother's track meet. Now, did he have to run in that 100-degree weather? Was it any cooler where you were?
I would say it's probably hotter on the track. They got a black track, so I actually felt kind of bad for him. I definitely don't miss those days when I used to run, but you know, he toughed it out. But you know, I'm definitely glad to be back in my car with the AC going.
Definitely. And I, you know, Terrence, so much has made, you know, the lockout. It obviously seems like both sides are headed in the right direction to get this thing resolved. What's this offseason been like for you? I mean, you got drafted in 08. How has this offseason been, you know, not going through, you know, OTAs, mini camps, and all that type of stuff?
You know, it's been kind of up and down. I mean, it's definitely a time, at least from a player standpoint, to really let your body heal. You know, from all your injuries and being banged up, and it's a time to do a little routine maintenance that you really probably don't get a time to do. And for those that have family, it's time to spend a little extra time with family. And for me, I mean, I don't have a wife or kids, but spend time with, you know, my brothers. And, you know, just like now, I'm leaving my brother's track meet and do stuff that I really missed out on. I mean, I never really, I've never seen him play football live in person. So I missed out on that, but I got a chance to watch him, you know, past couple weeks run track, which has been pretty special.
Cool. And have you had it? I mean, I know you signed with Jacksonville last year after being waived by New England. I mean, do you feel part of that team? I know, you know, December you went on the IR, but I mean, how close knit are you with your Jaguar teammates?
They when I got down there, they welcomed me with open arms. I mean, They're a young team. We're a young team, you know. And a lot of guys I knew, you know, really since college. Like, you know, Maurice. I mean, I knew him since college. Cause at one point, me and him were thinking about going to Colorado together until Bieniemy left Colorado to go to UCLA, and he decided to follow Bieniemy to UCLA. So I mean, I've known him for a while, and some of the other guys, just, you know, seeing them in college. But you know, I'm very close to him. I mean, I was actually talking to one of the guys that plays linebacker for us, Kyle Bosworth. You know, he grew up in the same hometown as me. You know, we're trying to figure out, you know, when to work out together and things like that. So it'd be great team, great organization, bunch of great guys that are dedicated. I mean, I really couldn't ask for any better teammates.
Cool. When you talk about working out, for you, have you been working out privately? Or are you one of those guys that's kind of at a facility? I know a lot of guys have been going to, you know, some of the bigger combine-type places to train. What have you been doing to kind of stay physically fit?
I've been training twice a day, about three times a week is what I typically do, and I kind of do it on my own. I mean, I really prefer to work out on my own. I like to have my own motor and push myself. I don't necessarily need somebody to push me. So, I mean, I go to my local high school, and I go at it. You know, whatever I got for the day, I mean, I hit it as hard as I can and take a break and come back and do it again. I've
nice.
Thought about joining some of the guys at, like, Michael Johnson's facility here in Dallas, but, you know, there's nothing like being at your old high school and getting it in.
Nice. And once again, Terrence Wheely, the Jacksonville Jaguars defensive back, joining here on All Access Football. If you could catch Joe later, would you like to listen to it again, simply go to www.nfldraftbibletop.com. You can catch your show in its entirety. Terrence, I'm curious, I mean, looking forward to this upcoming season, I mean, what do you think your role is going to be, you know, with this team? I mean, you obviously, I know you want to be on the field as much as you can. How are you going to do that?
I just got to go out there and do whatever they ask me to do. And then, you know, the main thing about my whole career is, can I stay healthy? Being
yeah.
a second round, high expectations, getting put on IR more than once in my career has been a bit disappointing, to say the least. And, you know, when I do get a chance to get on, you get hurt. I mean, you just can't do that. I mean, there's too much competition. And, you know, you get stepped back and you have to start all over again. So I think as long as I stay healthy and I go out there and do what I've been doing, you know, hopefully they'll like me enough to put me out there in whatever role they want me to be, whether, you know, it's the nickel or, you know, ultimately the goal is obviously to start earn the starting job. And that's no offense to any of my teammates, but if you're not out there practicing to be the starter, to me, you're wasting time. If that's not the goal. So that is my goal, to go out there and earn the job and really go out there and have fun and be a part of the guys.
Nice. And when you went through this process, I mean, we talk with so many guys as they go through this draft process. I mean, I always like to look back. I mean, when you were going through this process back in 08, did you have an inkling that New England was going to take you, or did you think you might end up somewhere else? Take us, you know, back to 2008 in April, draft day, what you were thinking.
Draft day, I mean, I knew a few teams that really liked me just based on private workouts and having them invite me to visit the facility before the draft. New England was one of them. I had a private workout with some of the scouts and Bill, and then you know, I went to the facility a couple weeks before for another visit. So I saw them twice, and then I spoke to them on several occasions at the Senior Bowl and at the Combine, and same with Dallas. I had a private workout with Dallas. You know, to me, it was either between Kansas City, Baltimore, Dallas, or New England. And when I actually got the phone call, Dallas was on the clock, so I thought I was going to Dallas. which I had mixed emotions about it. I mean, it would have been nice to play at home and be in front of everybody, but then I was kind of thinking about how many tickets I would need every game, and that was kind of discouraging. So when I got the phone call, Bill was on the phone and said, if Dallas doesn't take me, then I'd be going there, and they took the tight end out of Texas A&M, and I was right after him, and, you know, that was basically it.
Nice. And I assume growing up in Texas, were you a Cowboys fan growing up?
No, I was actually a 49ers fan. My favorite two players were, well, actually three players, were Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, and Steve Young. So,
wow.
I was a big-time 49ers fan. You know, always.
Nice. So that backyard moment where a little kid playing with your buddies, you were probably emulating either Steve Young, Montana, or Rice growing up then?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And then once Deion was there, then of course I was trying to beat Deion, but he was a little bit more outspoken than I was as a kid.
I tell you what, Terrence, you wouldn't believe the amount of guys that come on, and I ask the players to come on the show, you know, take us to that backyard moment, and it's surprising that Deion Sanders, no matter what the position, I could have defensive tackles on the show, but when they were growing up, they all wanted to be Deion Sanders, which kind of, you know, makes me shocked. I'd be thinking Emmitt Smith or Barry or Jerry, but you'd be amazed by the amount of Deion Sanders takes. But once again, Terrence Wheatley, the Jaguars defensive back, joining us here on All Access Football. A little bit of non-football talk. You're going to be on the cover of Family Handyman magazine. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's what you're hearing. That was an interesting experience. That was one of my first photo shoots ever, and then be my first magazine cover. And I guess it's weird to think that I'm going to be on a home kind of do-it-yourself magazine as a professional athlete.
Now, are you a real do-it-yourselfer, or was this you know, just some photo shoot? What's the truth?
No, I'm a real do-it-yourselfer. When I bought my house, I bought it while I was still in New England, when I bought it down here in Dallas, and a couple weeks before I was supposed to go back home and live in my house for the first time, I had a couple pipes burst in the house while I was away and basically flooded and destroyed my whole house. So needless to say, I was a little bit upset with the guy that built the thing. So he got fired, and I decided to rebuild it. And I was my own contractor. You know, I was in there tearing down sheetrock and insulation and redoing the floors and all that stuff, and hiring the subcontractors. So, you know, I kind of learned to appreciate certain things, and it's different when you do it yourself. It may not be done exactly right, but you can at least say that, hey, I did that.
Yeah, definitely. And when do they talk about it? I mean, when does this dish come out where people are going to be able to pick it up at their Borders or what, their Barnes & Nobles?
You'll be able to pick it up at any major bookstore here in November. I believe it'll be early November. I think like November 2nd or 11th, something like that, is when it'll be coming out. So I'll have a bunch, so I'll probably be giving out a few through my Twitter account and stuff like that. So it'll be a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, Chris, and I always like to promote it. If you want to shoot your Twitter account to all the listeners out there, you can go ahead and give that now if you want to.
Oh, yeah, you can find me at TWheatley20. And, you know, I always try to keep it pretty entertaining. I always kind of joke around. I don't like to update, you know, too much. I don't want to bump our people, but I try to keep it pretty comical.
Very, very nice. And I'm curious. I mean, when you're delving into all this home improvement type stuff, I mean, what's been one of the biggest obstacles, or you know, the biggest thing that you've kind of taken on that you're most proud of? You know, when you know you're done looking at your house, what's what makes you most satisfied with all the work you've done so far?
Oh man, I would say everything. I mean, that and not killing myself, which I came close a few times when I was rebuilding the house and I was redoing the floors upstairs. I had a couple of curses come in, so we're walking on the beams because there's no floors now, so it's just the beams. So you have to step on each support beam. You can't step in between them, otherwise you'll go right through. So poor as I'm busy talking, not really paying attention, I kind of turn the corner and I step on one of the planks in between the beams, thinking that it's a beam, and I actually fell through my own floor on the second floor all the way down to the first floor.
Oh, geez.
So that was an interesting experience, to say the least. But I can at least say, hey, you know, I fell through my own floor. And lesson learned is don't walk upstairs when there's no floor.
No, definitely. My uncle has his own construction business, and a lot of the guys that work for him, obviously they're carpenters, they know a lot about it. It seems like those guys keep tinkering. Are you going to be one of those guys who just keep tinkering, always doing something to it? Or are you going to just kind of let it sit for a little bit?
I am always doing something to my house. I think every time I call my financial guy, you know, he's always telling me, he's like, well, I see you've been spending a lot of money at Lowe's lately. I was like, Lowe's probably, if you call me and I answer and I'm out, I'm probably at Lowe's buying something for my house.
Definitely. You need to get your agents and everybody involved with Lowe's. That you could be their new spokesman.
Oh man, as much money as I invested, I should at least get like a corporate discount or something.
Man, you should do something where you promote the magazine at Lowe's. That's what you should do. You should have a thing where you promote the magazine that day, and let's say, hey, I built this house all at Lowe's.
You know, I should do that. I mean, I can remember times of running back and forth between the house at least 6-7 times a day between my house and Lowe's, just trying to get stuff done, and I would do it like on a daily basis. I mean, I still do it now, and my house is completely done. I think there's only been a handful of times where I've gone to Lowe's and have gotten literally exactly what I've needed. I've always gone back for whatever reason and bought more stuff.
That's great stuff. Once again, Terrence Wheatley, Jacksonville Jaguars defensive back on All Access Football. We appreciate him taking some time. Real quick, we got a couple minutes left. I know you've put on a charity football camp in your hometown of Plano, Texas. Talk to a little bit about the people. I know you did this already, but I mean, talk about what you do and who comes and how do they get involved for next year.
So this is a camp that I did in March. It was my first camp ever. It's a camp that I'm going to do every year for as long as I can do it, as long as I have the resources to do it. It'd be something that I don't want to go away. So this past year I had it in March. It was a little bit cold, so we were inside, but I had 600 people show up, 600 kids, from as young as 3 years old to as old as seniors in high school.
Wow.
The night before, we had a event at Buffalo Wild Wings just to kind of meet and greet some of my other friends that are in the NFL, a guy like a Justin Blaylock, who I went to school with in high school, who now plays for the Atlanta Falcons, a guy that I went to college with, Patrick Williams, who plays receiver for Seattle, just to meet us and really talk to us and kind of learn more about us. I mean, we play football, but we also have other interests. I mean, I like to play golf and things like that, but... Yeah,
and,
everybody enjoyed it.
And refurbished houses.
yeah, and rebuild houses and stuff like that. Now I'm not as good at that as I am at my job, but you know, maybe down the line. But you know, I'll always post information on my camp on my actual website, which is just TerrenceWheatley.com, and on my Twitter account, TWheatley20. It'll be next year. It's a free camp. There's no charge. Just show up. If you're on the AB honor roll, I give you a certificate that everybody signs. Just a way to have kids get good grades. I always bring in, or will bring in somebody from a local college. This year it was TCU came in and talked to the older kids about grades and what it takes to get to the next level. So hopefully it'll be bigger and better every year, and all the proceeds go to the Autism Society of America. You know, so it was a good thing. I mean, I was blessed to do it. I was happy to do it, and it's something that, like I said, if I got the time or resources to do it, I'll be doing it every year.
Excellent. Well, hey, Terrence, anytime you need us to help you promote such a great cause, I mean, obviously, that everything you just mentioned, autism, I mean, putting the money towards that, bringing the people in. I love the idea about the good grades and those guys signing stuff. I mean, that's one way definitely to motivate a lot of kids to put their mind in the books and do the right thing. Hey, I can't wait to see you. Stay healthy, my man, and don't be walking on no beams. And I can't wait to see, you know, the season starts, and we'll see you in, you know, a helmet and shoulder pads getting it on.
That sounds fantastic. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Terrence Wheatley, the Jacksonville Jaguars defensive back, joining All Access Football. And once again, if you missed any of this podcast, simply go to www.nfldraftbible.com. You can listen to this show in its entirety. And if you want to learn more about Terrence, simply go to TWheatley20 at his Twitter account. You also can go to TerrenceWheatley.com. You can catch up with him. And that charity camp goes down off in Plain Texas in March. So it's definitely something, you know, it's kind of far off the radar now, but definitely if you're down in that area, something to check mark on your calendar. We appreciate Terrence taking the time joining us here on the show. And I look for more All Access shows in the upcoming weeks.